go on the field and help cut the tree down, drag it to the house, and we'd cut the wood. Help, and I learned to use a cross-cut saw when I was a kid, and we'd have a big time with that. Some of the neighbors would come, because my grandmother was quite musical, as you might remember, or you might know by this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned to do those types of things, and that was our heat. We had the fireplace, and you ever had an ash cake?
What's that?
That was good. It was cornbread. You never heard of an ash cake?
I've heard of it. What is it? How did you make that?
Well, you just stir up the meal with some water and put some salt in it. And I think that's about all. And when we had hog killing time, they would have what we call cracklings. That would be the refuse from the making the lard.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be crackling. They call that crackling bread. And you would, and along with the salt and water, you mix some of these cracklings in and get the fireplace, put some good old hickory sticks on the fire and let them burn and get the ashes looking kind of white. And the hearth underneath would be, get it good and hot. And I could see my aunt now making this old ash cake to get patted and throw it in the fire and it would skid on the top. Then it would cover it up with ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And it would cook. And if they had it good and hot in the coals and ashes were good and hot, then you didn't get much ash. You'd think you'd be terrible looking when it come out, but if it were good and hot when it comes out, it would just be kind of brown, and they'd dust it off and then wash it off.
Uh-huh.
And it would be good looking, and you didn't taste the ashes. But there, the ash was what seasoned it, the hickory
mm-hmm.
ash.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but particularly that crackling ash cake, as they called it, was something delicious.
Well, do you make other kinds of bread like that?
Oh yeah, my grandmother was a wonderful cook. She made biscuits and cornbread of other kinds, what they call batter bread. That would be, you'd mix it up soft and bake it soft, and some other times you'd eat some kind and make it, they call it spoon bread, you'd eat a little spoon.
Uh-huh.
Put eggs in it.
What's the difference between batter bread and spoon bread?
The spoon bread would be softer. You put more liquid into it and it would cook something like mush.
Mm-hmm.
When you go eat it, you'd have to eat it with a spoon instead of taking it up in your hand to eat it. The batter bread would be kind of solid, you know, when you have that with your hand. Stop it down in some old, white back grease and molasses, put some black molasses in it. That was good eating.
Did you ever have kind of bread that they made where they put maybe a little onion in it? These little things that you fry in heavy?
Oh, I don't know what you call them. Pig, what you call it?
I'm trying to think myself.
I don't remember. No, I never had that. I never had it, but after I grew up, I had seen them. I can't think what you call it now.
What about things that they might cook with the... If you make greens, or you put stuff in with greens, or you put some cornmeal in
with
the greens.
Sometime my grandma would cook some, you call it, you put dumplings in it, you put the that was sometimes isn't they call it greens, you cook the greens, you have it wasn't bacon, but the white back whatever it was, and it has some grease on top, and she'd make these corn and drop it in, you'd call it
You ever, corn dodger, you ever hear call that? Corn
no,
dodger?
I don't know about that.
Sometimes
we would cook outside, we'd have a pot, we'd make the fire outside and have a rack swing with a big pot on it. And
mm-hmm.
that's the way we'd wash too. You'd boil the clothes to get them clean,
uh-huh.
and have a little big pot swinging on the outside.
How'd you get the fire started? And what did you use to get the fire started?
Well, we had matches, and you could put some oil on it sometimes, and for light, now that was an interesting thing. For light, for the most part, we would have light wood.